Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for August 16th. We begin today in Nehemiah chapter 11, verse 1, continuing down through chapter 12, verse 26. Now the leaders of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people cast lots to bring 1 out of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9/10 were to dwell in other cities. And the people blessed all the men who willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. These are the heads of the province who dwelled in Jerusalem. But in the cities of Judah everyone dwelt in his own possession in their cities. Israelites, priests, Levites, Nethinim, and descendants of Solomon's servants. Also in Jerusalem dwelt some of the children of Judah and of the children of Benjamin. The children of Judah: Athaiah, the son of Uzziah, the son of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephathiah, the son of Mahalalel, and of the children of Perez and Maasiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kol-Hose, the son of Hasiah, the son of Adiah, the son of Joreb, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shilonai. All the sons of Perez who dwelt at Jerusalem were 468 valiant men. And these are the sons of Benjamin: Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Joed, the son of Pediah, the son of Kohalai, the son of Messiah, the son of Ithiel, the son of Jesiah, and Gabai, and Salai, 928. Joel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer, and Judah, the son of Zenua, was second over the city. Of the priests, Jediah, the son of Jorib, and Jachin, Sariah, the son of Helkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meroth, the son of Hattub, was the leader of the house of God. Their brethren who did the work of the house were 822. Adiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pelathiah, the son of Amasai, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashur, the son of Machijah, and his brethren, heads of the fathers' houses, were 242. And Amasai, the son of Azarel, the son of Azai, the son of Meshulamoth, the son of Emir, and their brethren, mighty men of valor, were 128. Their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men. Also of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azakam, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Buni, Shabbatai, and Jozabad, of the heads of the house of Levites, had the oversight of the business outside of the house of God. Mattaniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, the leader who began thanksgiving with prayer, Babukiah, the second among his brethren, Abda, the son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, all the Levites in the holy city were 284. Moreover, the gatekeepers Akub, Talmon, and their brethren who kept the gates were 172. And the rest of Israel, of the priests and Levites, were in all the cities of Judah, every one in his inheritance. But the Nethinim dwelt in Ophel, and Ziha and Gishpa were over the Nethinim. Also the overseer of the Levites at Jerusalem was Uzi, the son of Bani, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Mathaniah, the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph, the singers in charge of the service of the house of God. For it was the king's command concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers, a quota day by day. Bethathiah, the son of Meshezabel, of the children of Zerai, the son of Judah, was the king's deputy in all matters concerning the people. And as for the villages with the fields, some of the children of Judah dwelt in Kirjath Arba and its villages, Dibon and its villages, Jacob Zeel and its villages, in Jeshua Molada, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shual, and Beersheba with its villages, in Ziklag and Mechaniah and its villages, in Enrimon, Zorah, Zarmuth, Zanoah, Adullam, and their villages, in Achish and its fields, in Azekah and its villages, they dwelt from Beersheba to the valley of Hinnom. Also the children of Benjamin from Geba dwelt in Michmash, Ahijah, Bethel, and their villages, in Anathoth, Nob, and Ahina, in Hazor, Ramah, Gittim, and in Hadad, Zeboim, Nebalat, in Lod, Ono, and the Valley of the Craftsmen. Some of the Judean division of Levites were in Benjamin. Now these are the priests and the Levites who came up with Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluch, Hattush, Zechaniah, Rehum, Merimoth, Edo, Ginnathoth, Abijah, Mirjamin, Madiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Jorib, Jediah, Saluk, Mamuk, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These were the heads of the priests and their brethren in the days of Jeshua. Moreover, the Levites were Jeshua, Benui, Kadmiel, Jerebiah, Judah, and Mathaniah, who led the thanksgiving psalms. He and his brethren, also Bakbukiah and Huni, their brethren stood across from them in their duties. Jeshua begot Jochim, Jochim begot Elishabib, Elishabib begot Joada, Joada begot Jonathan, and Jonathan begot Jaddua. Now in the days of Joachim the priest, the heads of the fathers' houses were of Seraiah, Meraiah, of Jeremiah, Hananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, of Amariah, Jehoiakim, of Melukah, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Joseph, of Harim, Adna, of Marioth, Helkiah, of Edo, Zechariah, of Ginnathon, Meshulam, of Abijah, Zikri, the son of Menacham, of Modiah, Milptai, of Bilgah, Shamua, of Meshimiah, Jonathan, of Joabrib, Methana, of Jediah, Uzi, of Shalui, Kalai, of Amok, Eber, of Hilkiah, Hashabiah, and of Jedidiah, Nathaniel. During the reign of Darius of the Persian, a record was also kept of the Levites and priests who had been heads of their fathers' houses in the days of Eliashib, Joada, Johanan, and Jaddua. The sons of Levi, the heads of the fathers' houses until the days of Johanan, the son of Eliashib, were written in the books of the Chronicles. And the heads of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, and Jeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brothers across from them to praise and give thanks, group alternating with group, according to the command of David, the man of God. Mattaniah, Bakbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub were gatekeepers, keeping watch at the storerooms of the gates. These lived in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Jeshua, the son of Josedech, and in the days of Nehemiah the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 14 through 33. Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Observe, Israel, after the flesh, are not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What am I saying, then? That an idol is anything, or what is offered to idols is anything? Rather, that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons, and not to God. And I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market, asking no questions, for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. If any of those who do not believe invite you to dinner and you desire to go, eat whatever is set before you, asking no questions, for conscience sake. But if anyone says to you, this was offered to idols, do not eat it for the sake of the one who told you, and for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness. Conscience, I say, not your own, but that of the other. For why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? But if I partake with thanks, why am I evil spoken of for the fruit over which I give thanks? Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense, either to the Jews, or to the Greeks, or to the church of God. just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. Psalm 34:11-22. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Proverbs 21:14-16. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe behind the back strong wrath. It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. And that's the reading for August 16th. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence today, Lord, we pray that you would open our hearts to understand the truth of the word. Might it penetrate deep into our very being, and might we see in it the things that will lead us to righteousness and godliness, living before you in the way we should, Lord, forgetting those things that are behind and pressing on to those things which are before. Let the Word of God lead us, guide us, and direct us. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.